The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. The Richmond City School Board approved a $30 million bid by Gulf Seaboard General Contractors to reconstruct William Fox Elementary. It was the only bid submitted to rebuild the historic structure following a 2022 fire. The contract was approved on November 20th. The 4th District's Jonathan Young was the lone dissenter. Dana Fox, the school division's chief operating officer, spoke before the vote.
It's a contractor's market. They are cherry-picking the jobs they want to do. This is a very consuming project. It is a historic building. It's an existing building. It's hard to get in there and get the work done quickly.
Some board members say they're troubled by the lack of bids on the project as well as the cost. But Fox stressed that the state procurement laws were followed. Greater Richmond Transit Company has created a survey for riders to weigh in on a proposed 10-year transit strategic plan to improve the city's bus service. The company is interested in feedback regarding bus routes, route hours, and what should be prioritized. GRTC is hoping public opinion will help decide the timeline for which improvements happen over the next decade. The survey is available until December 27th on their website. With RSV at a multi-year high in Virginia and both COVID and flu rates increasing, respiratory virus season is here. VPM News' Henry Brannon has a report on what to do about it.
Probably the number one most important thing is good hand washing.
That's Dr. David Chernoff, a physician and the regional medical director at Carilion Clinic's family medicine practice in Stanton. Chernoff says hand washing is an especially powerful tool when combined with mask wearing and vaccinations. In addition to preventing illness, research shows vaccines for many respiratory viruses lower the severity and the risk of long-term complications if you do get sick. Chernoff encourages everyone to get vaccinated for viruses like COVID and flu, regardless of how healthy they feel.
You may be somebody who doesn't get terribly sick, but you bring it home to your wife and she may get horribly sick. We have to look out for the other people in our family and our communities.
Many vaccines are free if you have health insurance. Find where to get them at vaccines.gov. Uninsured Virginians can call their local health department to find free or low-cost options. For VPM News and WMRA, I'm Henry Brannon.
Henry's work is in partnership with Report for America. A man from New Kent County was stopped from boarding a plane at Richmond International Airport by Transportation Security Administration officials on Sunday. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that using an X-ray machine, TSA officials detected an unloaded .40-caliber handgun packed in a carry-on bag along with two magazines loaded with 14 bullets. The man was cited on a weapons charge and could face a stiff penalty of up to $15,000 for bringing a gun to a TSA checkpoint. Sunday marked the busiest day in TSA history for travelers across the country. Richmond's top prosecutor says she's working with local police and federal officials to address problems with mail theft in the city. Commonwealth's attorney Colette McEachin said in a news release that Northside residents in particular have seen important mail go missing. McEachin said she'll host a town hall next month to address the issue. In the meantime, she urged residents to deposit important mail inside post offices rather than in the freestanding blue USPS boxes. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.